Forced by use. And the way you use it is to listen and slide deep. So we know you're going to be training it. We know you're going to be intensifying it. Using that zone inside your mind which you have developed, are developing, are growing, and which is so very tempting in its description that I need to do very little, in fact. You're going to be using it, which will build its reinforcement to the physical, to the mental, to the experiences you have had, will have, find it difficult to avoid having when just thinking about trance activates the mental erogenous response, which then generates erotic thoughts, which then travel to the hypnotic response, maybe making you zone out when you get horny enough from that zone. We both know that you can get horny enough from masturbating, touching yourself, stimulating your physical erogenous zones, that you start to trance out, daze out, zone out. And we know climax would make you particularly responsive. A suggestion delivered with pleasure reinforces itself more strongly, and your self-pleasuring and self-arousing is just self-reinforcement of every little hypnotic idea that might tend to make you fall under, might tend to make you physically and mentally aroused as well. You have built this system of arousal, this trance horniness, and when you trance, all the other systems which are metacognitively under the umbrella of your hypno-erogenous zone, all the other zones light up, intensified, working in tandem, just like how stimulating yourself in multiple spots physically, or having a complex and multifold fantasy in your mental erogenous space can make it better. Having multiple sources of stimulus, hypnotic and physical, hypnotic and mental, these things combined are greater than the sum of their parts, are more intense, tingling from the moment you begin to trance, even if the trance is non-erotic, you know your body will respond. You are training it to respond. You have trained it, so your erogenous zones activate more and more potently. As you build this system, as you build this intertwining, multi-layered connection between your mind and what it's doing, your body and what it's feeling, and your awareness of your hypnotic fetish and memory, which are tied to the vast superstructure of hypnotic suggestion and submission that you actively seek out, it should be no surprise it has formed a separate erogenous area, separate from your mental or physical awareness of your erogenous response, but no less potent, in fact more so because it is intertwined. It is built to be intertwined, a different creature from separating what your body feels and what your mind thinks. Hypnotic trance, suggestibility, your hypnosis, erogenous zone, has always been about both of those things, and so it is more efficiently about both of those things because this, rather than some haphazardly trained response, is a deliberate action you're taking. You are deliberately training yourself to experience a spike in the sensitivity of your erogenous zones, the arousal and fantasy you feel, the mental and physical response tied to arousal whenever you're hypnotized. And that's going to push you to a place beyond ordinary arousal, beyond what a layperson could achieve, to a place where you're so pent up with need to go deep, but also with physical and mental arousal at the same time, that coherent chains of thought fade out. Phase out, that you become your erogenous response and climb entirely inside the tendency of your body to respond to things other than mere direct masturbation, the tendency to respond to the parts you like to have touched, you like to have caressed, and the ways you like to think about touching, caressing others, yourself, about the union of bodies and the slow melting of your mind into oblivious, joyful heat. To a place where all there is how turned on you are, where you've become so turned on that reasonable, rational thought is entirely displaced by the base demands of your body and the craving of your hypnofetishist mind. This created pinnacle is just one more act of forging hypnotic submission, exploration, suggestion, triggering. It's just one more type of suggestibility given more power. And since it feels so good to follow suggestions, and since that trance erogenous zone is there, you are building with pleasure, brick by brick, an ever more potent association between going into trance and all your erogenous zones lighting up, aflame, desirous, lost in a heat that is united with your deliberate purpose, so I need not do very much. knowledge, hand you a few ideas, give you a few concepts, but your brain is completely capable of getting behind an idea that very much turns you on and manufacturing it into something more powerful, and your brain works with the language and architecture of itself, of your understanding of your inner world. I don't need to converse perfectly in the language of your mind or the history of your experience. I just need to awaken you to an existing erogenous zone you know now is there and could no more escape than you could escape the sometimes sexual feelings of your body or the frequent fantasies of your mind. You have created and forged a space given license.